Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Nancy and Lisa.
Hi, everybody. This is Lisa. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from Artist First World Radio. We have a really fun and exciting show for you tonight. Our guests are going to be Brenda Homack, the North American Director of Relais Chateau Properties. We have midlife crisis consultant author Nancy Anderson and founder of Gia Skincare, Gia Marie. So grab your martini, slip into something comfortable, put on your best high heels, and relax and chat with us for the next hour. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lisa.
We've got to do our products. Let's get to them fast because I want to get to the Relais Chateaus. You know how I am about my travel stuff.
Exactly. Well, you go first.
Okay. My favorite product of the week is Kiehl's Lip Balm. I love it. I put it on at night before I go to bed, and I wake up with baby soft lips. It comes in a pot, and it comes in a tube. It's cheap. It's like about $8, but it lasts like about 6 months. So I keep it in my night table drawer, and it's just fabulous. It's Kiehl's Lip Balm. Love it. They sell it at Macy's and Nordstrom. You can get it anywhere. And Kiehl's actually have a website. That's my product of the week. How about yours?
Good. Well, mine is a continuation from last week. It is Suzanne Collins' book number 2 of The Hunger Games called Catching Fire. Lisa, I'm so excited about The Hunger Games. It's opening worldwide tomorrow, or at midnight tonight, which I personally might go after our show. And I just am so wrapped up into it. I just love the book. I love everything about it. It's supposed to be bigger than Twilight.
Oh, really?
And so I'm just loving every minute of it. And so my product this week is another book. It's her second book in the trilogy of, let me say it again, The Hunger Games. I just love it. Fabulous, fabulous book.
Okay, and you got to go see the movie tomorrow, right?
I might go tonight.
Really?
I've been known to do that. I love to go opening day of a movie. And so I might go after our show.
You and I are total opposites. See, I'd like to go after a couple days after everybody's seen it and
really?
The crowds are gone and
I like to go the first day to big, fun shows. And, you know, at midnight, it's so fun to say, oh, my gosh, I was the first person in the theater. Yeah.
Well,
let's get right to our fun thing, our fun night.
Yep. Let's go. I'd like to first introduce our Relais Chateau lady, Ms. Brenda Homack. She's a North American Director of Relais and Chateau. Welcome, Brenda.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Do you want to explain to everyone what Relais and Chateau is?
Relais and Chateau is a privately owned association of independent hotels and renowned restaurants all throughout the world. So we have over 500 places in 61 countries.
I know. Wow. I was a travel agent for 16 years, so every time I needed a really great property, that's the first book I would, well, at the time we didn't have it all on the computers like we did now, but I had the book, and that was my Bible.
Well, sometimes I wonder where I ever stayed before I discovered it myself.
I know.
Because truly what is so unique about each of our places is the distinctive personalities behind the scenes, and each place is so reflective of the environment in which it is located. And so you really get a sense, if you're in South Africa or in France, you know, you really get a sense of where you are in the world, and you also get such a sense of the personality of the owner, because he's present, he's there, You know, he welcomes you, and it's this wonderful environment that's almost like being in one's second home.
Now, what does a property have to do to become a Relais Chateau property? What is the criteria?
Well, we are looking for properties, certainly, that have a very high quality in terms of service, places that are unique and are reflective of where they are in the world. And certainly, we don't want any place that is, you know, very generic or anonymous. You know, you can go to so many hotels or restaurants, and you really, you know, it's difficult to distinguish that one from any other. You could be almost anywhere. But with our places, if you're in the south of France, for example, you really, you know, get a sense of where you are in the world through, you know, the sights, the sounds, you know, the smells, the cuisine. Everything reflects of that part of the world, and so they're very special properties. So we're really looking for places that are unique, that are very different, that reflect their environments, that have a distinctive personality of the innkeeper. We call that the soul of the innkeeper, because really, again, you know, when you go into one of our places, you really get a sense of welcome, and like you're being welcomed by you know, an old friend or a family member, and so they're very special. And our places are usually smaller. We average around 30 rooms. However, we started a new collection in cities, so we do have some city hotels as well. But we're really looking for the quality, the consistency, and the uniqueness.
Now, what country has the most? France?
France, yes. But I think most people would be surprised to learn how many we have here in North America. We have 74 throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, and the islands. And one of the reasons, you know, we have so many wonderful places here is that we're discovering more and more unique properties throughout the U.S. that are really, you know, reflective of their environments and have the special qualities that we want, you know, that people once thought we could only find in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot of hotels that look like little castles. That's what I always find intriguing. They look
and in Europe, many of them were former castles, actually, that have now been transformed into you know, small, intimate properties. And so it's certainly a very, very special experience. But we have restaurants as well, and some of the world's most famous restaurants and most famous chefs. And one of the very exciting things that we are planning will be right here in the U.S. in a few weeks. We're doing a very special dinner, April 16th in New York City, and we are gathering together 45 of the world's most famous chefs for an evening of great gastronomy. We'll have the best cuisine, the finest wines, and it will be the only time that we will ever create an event of this magnitude in the U.S. So it's really an exciting event. And I have to say, in all the years I've been with Relais and Chateau, for me, this is probably the culmination of all my experiences, because we will really have an evening that will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, we are so excited to promote that, Brenda. And where will it be held?
It will be in New York City at Gotham Hall. And for the listeners of the show, we have a preferred rate that we are offering. It will be $1,300 per person, as compared with the public price, which is several hundred dollars higher. And all listeners have to do is use the word radio as part of that, the code word. And they can call either 1-800-514-3849 or log on to the website, relaischateau.com/New York.
Well, great. We do have that website listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website with the link so that they can go right to Relais-Chateau and find more information. And again, thank you for this code. Remember, everyone, to use the code RADIO to get your discount ticket for this once-in-a-lifetime Grand Chef's Dinner. It's April 16th in New York City. And Brenda, you said there's going to be 45 participating chefs.
Correct. And certainly one of the elements that Relais-Chateau has always been famous for is the quality of our cuisine. So wherever you go in the world, at any of our 500-plus properties, you have amazing cuisine. And we wanted to celebrate that, certainly, and bring together some of our most famous chefs from Asia, from Europe, and our own celebrity chefs right here in the U.S. So I'm particularly excited as well that we will have three of our most famous female chefs, because, you know, of course, as a woman, I always find it exciting that so many great chefs are female, and maybe not as well recognized, perhaps, as male chefs.
Exactly. And this, it's being called Springtime in New York.
Yes, we are going to have this amazing spring-like decor. And so you will walk in, and it will be like transforming yourself into this amazing spring-like countryside. So the ambiance will be, you know, so wonderful and magical. And, of course, enhanced by this fabulous food and great wines. And we have a number of celebrities who will be in attendance as well. So it will be such an incredible event.
And as you shared, we too applaud your one female chef, Barbara Lynch, is her name, the Grand Chef. And she'll be the only female. She's an American Grand Chef. And so that will be wonderful. Tell us some of the names of the other chefs.
We will have Danielle Ballou from New York, of course, Jean-Georges Van Gerichten, Patrick O'Connell from the Inland of Washington, Marc Minot from France. We will also have, actually, our first Taiwanese grand chef, Lan Shu Shen. So many more. Annie Fioldi from Italy, who is a Michelin 3-star female chef from Italy. So very exciting group.
Well, we're just so honored to help promote this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event with the 45 chefs. They're the most world-renowned chefs. And this event will be only in the U.S. It's the only opportunity to ever participate in a culinary evening of this magnitude. So, again, thank you. We're going to have all of this listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website.
Well, thank you. I would encourage everyone to try to be a part of it, because I know, again, I was at last year's dinner. We had one last year at the Chateau of Versailles, which was certainly an amazing evening, but I would expect this to surpass it, you know, based on the chefs participating and the different elements that are going into it. I think it will be truly that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So this is only the second year you've done it?
Yes, it is moving around to major world capitals. So last year we started in Paris, and this is the only time it will be in the U.S. Next year it is moving to London, and as I mentioned, each attendee will have the opportunity to win two tickets to next year's event plus airfare. So that's another exciting element.
Describe the evening. Is it a sit-down dinner, or is it just buffet where you walk around and try all the different
There will be a cocktail reception with Cuvée Louise from Champagne Pommery, and then we will have a wonderful seated dinner with a number of courses, and the chefs will work together in teams of three, and each team will have 2 to 3 tables of 10. So part of element of surprise is really learning whom will be on your chef team that evening.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a black tie affair?
Yes, it is.
And so generally, how many tickets do you sell?
We will have a total of 450 people in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's exciting.
It's very exciting. And again, the list of celebrities we have attending as well will be, you know, I think that in itself will add another intriguing element for the evening. So all the way around, it's just going to be a phenomenal event. And a great way to kick off the spring season.
Are you allowed to say who the celebrities are? Or is that a private?
Well, I can tell you a few names. Sarah Jessica Parker, Natalie Portman are two.
Wow.
But we have others as well. So we've been very pleased with the celebrity response to the event.
Mm-hmm. Wow, cool. Now, does
so you may have to come over for it.
I wish. Does a property ever lose the Relais Chateau label?
Yes, it does. We are very stringent on our inspection standards, and certainly that is one of the elements that makes Relais and Chateau the benchmark for excellence. We do have a team of 9 anonymous inspectors, and they do go around the world inspecting every Relais and Chateau property to ensure that standards are constantly maintained. And if the inspector does determine that standards are not being met, a property may be put on probation or asked to leave. And every year, some properties are asked to leave based upon the results of the inspection reports.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, if we hear things from our guests, then we may facilitate the inspections and again, ask properties to leave, because we do take every guest commentary very seriously, and that is really why we are considered the finest hotel group in the world, because we truly do care about excellence and maintaining standards, and that's such a critical component for us. And, you know, that goes back to the point that we are the only hotel group that really does not accept a hotel into membership before it is open. So you have to be open and operating and show consistency and quality and excellence in every realm before we will accept a hotel or a restaurant as a member of the association.
Now, what do you think, which one, name like two of the most popular ones in the United States?
Oh, there are so many that are popular for different reasons. Auberge du Soleil in Napa Valley is certainly a very popular destination. The Inn at Little Washington in Washington, Virginia, with Chef Patrick O'Connell. You know, we have The Point in Upper New York State. In terms of our restaurants, we have Per Se in the French Laundry with Chef Thomas Keller, who's, you know, indisputably among the top chefs in the world. The restaurant Danielle and Jean Georges in New York City. You know, there are so many that are very, very popular.
Nancy, how often do you get to travel with your job?
Well, I travel fairly frequently for different reasons. I have a meeting coming up next week that I'm leaving for. It will be in Cabo San Lucas at our property there, Esperanza, which is absolutely stunning and has an incredible setting. And so I'm looking forward to that, and I know everyone who is attending is very much looking forward to that destination and that property, because it is absolutely spectacular. So I would encourage everyone to go. So it really depends on different things. I do trainings at various properties, but for meetings and just different things. So it really depends on what's happening at any given time. Mm-hmm. But I do travel maybe 30 to 40% of my time.
Wow, cool. And your office is in New York City?
Yes, we are. We're in Midtown. We have a boutique, should anyone be in the area and want to stop by. But we are right off of Fifth Avenue, between Fifth and Madison on 52nd Street. And one of the things we do is we have a kitchen in our boutique. And so sometimes the chefs come in of the various properties and of the hotels and the restaurants. They come in and prepare canapes or a lunch, and we invite consumers or press or maybe travel agents, and it's a great way to experience the cuisine of Relais and Chateau and meet, you know, the people behind the scenes, and really feature the hotels and the restaurants and the cuisine of a region or a specific hotel or restaurant.
Well, that would be wonderful to join you there sometime, and then Lisa and I can report back on it on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Oh, well, you have to do that. In fact, last week we had an event in our boutique featuring Ocean House, which is one of our new hotels this year for 2012, which is on Wachill, Rhode Island. And they brought their chef in, and we had a really lovely evening reception. So you're more than welcome anytime.
When is your next big event there? Or do you have, like, certain times? We could try to work around that.
Well, the spring is a very popular time, so it probably will be, we have a few things lined up immediately after the Grand Chef dinner in April. So we are featuring Meadowood toward the end of April, and we will be featuring the cuisine of Christopher Costow, who is the chef at Meadowood and also has 3 Michelin stars and is one of our grand chefs, and truly an amazing talent and such a young chef as well. In fact, we are featuring also during our grand chef dinner, April 16th, an under 35 chef team, because I think sometimes we have the sense that, you know, chefs are much older. So we wanted to have a group of chefs, you know, we could look at and learn from who are all under 35, because truly there are some amazing talents who are quite young.
That's very exciting. That's a wonderful opportunity to promote them.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I love your website.
You will have to attend.
Oh, we would love to attend. We do go to New York quite often. That'd be really fun, and a chance to meet you too, Brenda. We're so proud of you to be the North American director.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful organization, and truly the personalities and the people involved in the association, they are incredible people, and such an inspiration in terms of their talent and creativity. So it's been a fascinating 20 years for me.
Well, that's very exciting. Is this something that you'd always wanted to do?
No, not at all. I somewhat fell into it, given that my husband and I went to France for our first time maybe 22 years ago, and I discovered Relais and Chateau when I was in France. And I thought what a great idea it was, and, you know, what a wonderful association. So upon my return, I heard that they were opening an office in New York, and I decided that was something I wanted to do, and I went from there, and I've been there ever since.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, Brenda, we would love to have you join us again to promote an event or something fun on Chit Chat Cafe Live. You're delightful.
Oh, well, thank you. I would love to. So you know where to find me, and hopefully we'll see you in April at our Grand Chef dinner.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And again, we would like to remind our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners of your generous option. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, 45 of the world's most renowned chefs, Monday, April 16th at Gotham Hall. We will have a link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website. If you're interested in tickets, remember to use the special rate code RADIO. And Brenda, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was delightful to be here.
And we'll be in touch. We'll meet you in New York soon.
Exactly. We can't wait.
Absolutely. See you then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Those properties are gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm telling you, when I was a travel agent, every time, like I had a, because I worked in an area with a lot of very, very wealthy clients, and they wanted to go somewhere, I would pull out that book, and I always could be assured and confident that they were going to have a gorgeous, different, unique place to stay.
Oh, that's wonderful. I wish it was like that. Again, where, you know, travel agents used to be able to go to visit some of these places themselves. Did you get to do that, Lisa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
They're called FAM trips.
Right.
Familiarization trips. Yep.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was wonderful talking with Brenda Homick.
Yep.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but before we go, we'd like to thank our sponsors, St. Croix Orthopedics, Intimacy Bras, and Laura Geller Makeup. Stay with us. We're talking with midlife crisis consultant Nancy Anderson.
Back to Chit Chat Cafe Live after dark on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. We are just honored to have the author of Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. She's a career and life consultant from the San Francisco Bay Area. Her name is Nancy Anderson, and we're so proud to have her on our show. Welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're just thrilled to have you. We are very interested. You say that the number one reason why people can't find their passion is they're too busy to listen to themselves.
Yeah, either that or they're listening to too many critics. Either the inner critic or an outer critic. You know, it's, again, people keep very busy these days, and they're not even aware that they're avoiding. So one of the first things I do when people contact me is to ask them to slow down their life so that they can write an autobiography. And that means they begin with their grandparents to try to figure out, okay, well, why am I not already doing what it is that I love to do? So that it's a pretty complex subject that requires people to be still so that they can hear the part of themselves that can't get through to them when they're rushing around and doing too many things.
Now, why is midlife crisis and beyond the time to find the perfect niche in your work? Like, how is the second half of your life different than the first? Is it true for both men and women?
It is. It's a universal situation that happens to everybody, because right about 39 is when it really starts, and that's this inner rumbling, okay, is this it? Is this all I'm meant to do? And many times people try to continue doing what they've done in the first half of life, which is more of an extroverted, out there, sort of conquering the world, And they have trouble transitioning into a more quieter, more reflective, more introspective, especially if they happen to be an extrovert, which the majority of our population, more extroverted people, meaning that they get charged up by interacting with other people. But if you don't do that, you know, you're working against what's naturally happening to your psyche at that period in life, is that you're going to change your values. And whether you like it or not, what used to be valuable to you before is not. Like, for example, maybe at one time you valued a certain fashion, and now you wouldn't be caught dead in that because your values changed. And it's very similar with work and with interacting with people, is that the second half of life, you naturally get much more selective and more focused, and that you get more sure of what it is that you really, truly want to do that's going to add meaning to your life, not necessarily just stacking up a whole bunch of money or accomplishments or so much involved with what they think. But it's difficult, as I said, to withdraw from what people think you ought to be doing, what your parents want you to do, what you think you should do. It takes a lot of courage, and I tell people that. This is not easy, or everybody would be doing it.
Well, Nancy, with our slow economy right now, shouldn't you just be glad to have a job? What can you expect, or what would be unrealistic in thinking about a new job?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people think that the economy has something to do with finding your passion. It has nothing to do with it. It's something, the economy goes up and down. I mean, I started my business decades ago in the middle of a really terrible recession. I'm glad I didn't know that it was a recession because I don't know that if I would have started. And I tell people that, you know, don't pay attention to what's going on in the outside world. It's not what's going on in the economy. It's what's going on with you. And if you don't know your values, that is what you think is really important. Like, for example, if independence and creativity are important to you, you're never going to be happy until you're working for yourself, or at least you're going to be working in sort of an autonomous role, not necessarily in a large corporation. So these are things to remember, that the economy is going to improve. It always does after a recession. This one is just taking a lot longer. And the time now is to start, because you may not have security blankets like we used to have in the old days when you get older. So many people are going to work the rest of their lives. And I say to people, why don't you find something you love to do, and then you don't even have to think about retiring. And that's possible. A lot of people don't think it's possible to love what you do because of the opinion. As I say in the book, this is my second book, Work with Passion. The original book came out in 1984. And it was really confronting a whole belief system in the culture at that time. Many people reacted unfavorably to the book because they said, well, this is just nuts. You can't do this. Only just a few people can do what they like and make money. Well, over the decades, the book has kept on selling. And then my publishers asked me if I'd consider doing a book that dealt with the boomer population, and so I did, and that took me about 5 years to write this book that you're interviewing me about. And because I noticed in my clients that things happen to them when they're 39, 40, 41, and if they didn't make that transition, they had what's known as a midlife crisis, meaning that they felt terribly alienated. You know, they were drinking too much, they're eating too much, they're doing all kinds of things that were very destructive, because they weren't on the journey to find the authentic self. And that's why I wrote this book, because it shows the reader, how do you find the authentic self? Who is that underneath all layers of family, conditioning, how you were brought up, what your beliefs about money and work? And you have to figure that out. And you can't have somebody else do this for you. You have to do it. So we all need a guide. You know, when we're up against something that is very, very difficult, in my own life, I say sometimes, gee, I wish I had me when I was back there in those days. It would have been a lot easier. But fortunately, I was given a good mind and a lot of curiosity, and I really cared about my clients and the struggle they were going through. And that's really why I wrote the first book, to figure out, well, why are they so unhappy? You know, why do my clients keep coming back even after they get another job? And the situation was that they were not emotionally connected to what they were doing. Their mind was connected, but their heart was not, and so they were trying to make up for the emotional dissatisfaction with either vacations or spending a lot of money or drinking, and, you know, basically because they didn't believe that it was possible to do something they really enjoyed and make the money they need. So that's really what the book...
Do you think a midlife crisis would be averted if you had a job and you were doing something that you were passionate about?
Yeah, and the reason for that is just like if you have a really good parent that understands teenagers and how to parent them, The chances are that teenager is not going to go through this incredibly rebellious phase because the parent has an understanding. And it's exactly the same thing you see, Nancy. If you understand yourself, and if you're in tune with the rhythms of your body and your mind and your spirit, and you can feel that transition coming and when you hit that midlife, then you cooperate with it. It's like, have you ever moved and you realize that you were resisting moving and you decided to make it fun, the whole moving prospect, and then the whole move was so much better. And psychologically speaking, when we know that if we cooperate with change instead of resisting it, that answers come to us that wouldn't come ordinarily. And so, yeah, then you don't have the experience of a midlife crisis because you're cooperating. You're flowing along with the river, as they say. You're not resisting it.
What do you think, what's it like, do we have to compete with younger workers? I mean, how can we compete with them? You're competing with people right out of college, you're young, they're, you know, they got smooth skin and they're all gusto. How do you compete with that?
Well, listen, youth can't even come anywhere close to experience when it comes to solving problems. And you have to think of a job or a business as a solution to somebody's problem. And, you know, they don't care if you've got wrinkles or not. If you can solve somebody's problem, you can be 95 years old and they still want to hear what you have to say. And I tell people, all of my clients, why should you go and try to get a job in a big corporation or go where younger people are going? Because that's not the people who need you anyway when you're older and you're mature and you know a few things about life. You want to go to smaller organizations. So entrepreneurial, you know, usually under 50, 25 employees is the best way to go, or start your own thing. And so that really, again, is don't push the river. Don't go where you're not valued. It's like if you try to be younger than you are, you're never going to be happy. Instead, you just look and say, well, what advantage do I have of being my age? Like in my business, the older I get, the more valuable, the more marketable I get because I know so much. It's like the old saying, you know, it's not that the devil is so smart, it's just that he's so old. And so if you look at it that way, then all of your experiences, all of your strengths that you've accumulated over the years, and mainly persistence and patience, very valuable to employers who really, I have a national sales manager who told me, I referred somebody to him that was in her 50s, and he called me to thank me. He said, I'm telling you, I have gotten so tired of babysitting, Nancy, with these younger salespeople. He said, they just do not have the maturity I need. So I really want to thank you for sending her to me.
That's refreshing to hear.
Yeah, so she's really doing very well. And the other younger salespeople are turning to her for advice. And I said, yeah, the next thing you know, you'll be the company shrink. So it's just, again, you have to have confidence in yourself. That's what it gets down to. And you have to know what it is that you do naturally and well at the age you are. Like I'm sure with you two, that because you like to talk and because you've been out in public as cheerleaders and business owners and so forth, if somebody stopped you in the middle of the street, you could probably tell them how they could improve themselves, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why Lisa and I are having such a blast. This is our new career, and we're really enjoying ourselves. Now, Nancy, other than the workplace, what advice do you have for men and women going through midlife decisions?
Well, you mean when they're at their job?
Or, you know, like finding some other things for their passion. For example, I know that you have 5 clues that tell you when you were on your passion track.
Well, you guys are already living one of them, and that is, even if people didn't pay you, you would love to be doing this radio show, wouldn't you?
Oh, most certainly.
Well, that's the first passion clue, is that you would do the work even if you didn't get paid for it. And that's what I tell people. They're probably already doing it, what it is that they do, but they haven't seen how somebody will pay them for it. Like, when I was a very young woman, people used to come over to my house, my neighbors, to talk to me about their problems, and then when they would be finished, they'd get up and they'd say, gee, you know, I always feel so much better after I talk to you, Nancy. Well, I never dreamed that someday people would be writing me out a check after they said that. You see, so it was very young these things show up, but then as you get older, that particular strength or ability that you have, you know, whether it's intuition or whether you just have a good eye for fashion or you just see placement of things or you're a terrific organizer, you know, these are things that you just do without even thinking about it. But that's the problem, is that people take it for granted. I'm sure both of you have talents that you took for granted until somebody pointed them out to you. So that's a clue that you do it even if you didn't get paid for it. And the second passion clue is that mastery is your goal. You know, what you want more than anything is to be top-notch, to the best you can be, you know, that you push yourself. It's not somebody else pushes you. And that's important, you know, because if it's not, if you don't feel motivated to get better on your own, then what you're doing is not a passion. You know, it's just not. The third passion clue is that you're transformed as you do the work. You know, you're not the same person that you were. I'm sure both of you, when you look back in your careers and you can see everything that you went through, it changed you into different people. You know, you're probably much more compassionate. You're much more entertaining. You know, the whole thing about you is just that you're bigger and broader, and that's how you can tell when you're in your passion. It makes you over into something better than you were before. And, of course, that's because you love it. You know, when you love something, it changes you.
That's the truth.
And the fourth clue is that you're not aware that time is going by. Like, well, we've just been talking here, and we're just about done, and it seems like we just started a minute ago. And then the last clue is that you're paid to be who you are. That means your individual personality is coming out, you know, your authentic self, which is always so wonderful. When you find that and you show that to the world, you get past all of your fears and your doubts, and people are happy to pay you to be you, especially if you're in where you're interacting with people. You know how enchanting people are that are real? No matter if you're in the grocery store, you're in checkout line, or if you're talking to a salesperson, watching someone on television, you know, being real is simple, but it isn't easy. And that's essentially what passion is. It pays you to be yourself.
Well, that's what we like about you, Nancy. You just are wonderful with real advice, and we're encouraging all of our listeners to find your book, Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. We have a link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website so they can click and order your book and find more information, and we'd love to have you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Well, just any time. It's been a real pleasure, and congratulations to both of you for doing what you love.
Well, thank you, and thank you very much for joining us, Nancy.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Good night. Very interesting. We can have her on for a whole hour.
I know. We'll have to have her back. She's delightful.
Very much so. Well, we'd like to tell everybody to listen to our archives, go to our webpage, scroll down to the show you'd like to listen to, click it on, and enjoy some of our past shows while you're playing on Facebook or doing your expense reports for work or whatever. And stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with Jay Marie, founder of Luxurious Jay Skincare.
Like the ocean, and life's like drag me down, but I'm not underground.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. It's my pleasure to introduce Gia Marie. She's founder of the luxurious Gia skincare line. It's sold at exquisite spas in Hawaii and Arizona. Welcome, Gia. I love your name. It's so pretty.
Thank you. Hello, ladies. So glad to be on.
Yeah,
congratulations on the new talk. Radio Network. Lovely.
So tell us about your skincare. What's so special about it?
Well, you know, it's this is my thing. I've been doing this for quite some time now. Actually 25 years, not to date myself. What makes it special is I don't want to say it's I don't have fancy words to tell you. I don't have fancy packaging. I'll tell you what I do have. I have products that are proven to work, ingredients that are proven to work. And that's kind of how I base everything on. You know, I mean, I have used products that cost $5 and I've used products that cost $200. And, you know, really a lot of times what you're getting is the marketing. That's the whole thing. I'm an esthetician. I've been in this. I've worked in spas. I actually had my aha moment. I was listening to Nancy, you know, prior to coming on, and she was saying, go with your passion, and that's actually what happened to me. I had an aha moment, and I said, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. I've always wanted to have my own skincare line. Why not? And the next thing you know, I was talking with people that actually supply to Medi spas throughout the country, and I told them this is what I wanted. I wanted products that have proven ingredients that actually work, and then I also want a spa base to it. So I have products that are called like Cool as a Cucumber. I have a scrub that actually has real strawberry oil in it, which is my strawberry skin polish, which is wonderful. Everything has that essence of being in a spa. When you go to a spa, I mean, a lot of women always say, oh, I always think of cucumbers on my eyes or, lemon water, orange water. And that's basically what I want it to be. I wanted it to be, to have that little bit of raw ingredient smell in there, nothing overpowering, but almost like you feel like you've been in a spa. So,
what do you think about facial masks? Do you think they work?
I absolutely love facial masks, and I think everyone should do a facial mask because not only that, you're taking time out for yourself. I think everyone should take time out for themselves. I have one mask in my line, but I also create masks as well. Do-it-yourself masks. I actually have a blog where I've actually put masks that I actually do that I just prepare that are fresh masks, and I do that. But I have one mask, which is my detox mask, which is wonderful. It draws anything up from the skin, not to get too graphic here, but it really does work. If you really want a good cleansing, it almost works as like a vacuum, like I said. It'll bring everything up to the surface. It just leaves your skin tight and taut, and it pulls everything out of there. It's especially great if you have like a little bit of pimple or acne. You can literally put that on and just do a spot treatment in the morning. It's gone.
Nancy, you have any questions for Gia?
Well, I'm really excited. Thank you very much, first of all, for sharing your promotional products with us.
You're very welcome. I actually do have a promotion going on right now. If anyone of your listeners are in the New York City area, I have a promotion with Confidence Beauty Salon in New York. Actually, if you go into therightdeal.com, it'll pull up the promotion that's going on. It does end tomorrow, so if you do want to get in on that, I suggest that you get on that as soon as possible. And then also, any of your viewers as well, I have a little special something. So if you want to go into the website and you put in Chit Chat, it will at the checkout, you'll actually see it's a promo code. You put in that code, and it will take $10 off your total order.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
We're going
welcome.
To make sure our listeners know about that. We're tweeting about it, and we'll put it on our Facebook as well, Gia.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, the more the merrier. You know, it was funny. When I was listening to Nancy talk about finding your passion and all that, you know, I got to thinking, and I said, when I started this company, there's so many celebrities out there now that have perfume lines and skincare lines and clothes lines, and I got to thinking, wouldn't it be just nice to actually have a real person that actually spent her whole entire life doing this particular, you know, passion in her life to actually start a company up? And so that's kind of where I'm going with that. I think people are getting to the point now where they want to be able to associate with real people. Sometimes, you know, when I think of certain people, it's just they're just so untouchable, you know, with the brands. And so I like to see women just going after their dream and doing what they do. And that's really how this whole thing started.
And how did it start? Did you always enjoy skincare?
I've actually been in all aspects of the beauty business. I actually started out, I did hair. I've also, I was a makeup artist for some, I'd rather not say the names, but I did makeup as well, with photography, all different types of that. And then basically my love has always been skincare. So that's one of the reasons that I did it. And I was really, to tell you the truth, I was actually in search of products that I actually like, that I would use. So nothing that, you know, I mean, I put on my own skin that I wouldn't put on a friend or a family. And that's one of the reasons. I was just using so much. I've used everything from A to Z, and I just couldn't find products that I actually liked. So that's really why I created the line.
Well, our skin feels so soft using your products. They're just beautiful, too. The colors are so fun, you know, the bright orange and the white. Beautiful.
I orange is a big color for me. I love orange because it's like the first thing I think of is just fresh, you know, and that's really what I wanted to get out there, just fresh, you know. I'm a real firm believer in just not having, like, you know, a lot of packaging. I just wanted it to be simple. And then also a lot of products today, a lot of people don't realize this, but are still being tested on animals. And that's actually one of my big things is just to, like, buy products that are cruelty-free, made in the USA, eco-friendly. That's kind of my buzz. And that's kind of, I want to just really get that whole, if you're not even buying my products, just make sure that you're out there and you're kind of being aware of what products that are out there that are, you know, again, made in the USA, cruelty-free, eco-friendly. You know, I think people are starting to be more conscious of that.
And well, we are. And we applaud you, and that's how we feel, too, at Chit Chat Cafe Live. And that's one of the reasons we wanted you as our guest tonight. Gia, this has been so much fun promoting you. And you're all over our Facebooks and our website so our listeners can find you. And again, to all of our listeners, if you go to our website and click on Gia Marie's website, a $10 off at the checkout using the promotion code CHITCHAT. Gia, thank you so much. We hope you join us again sometime.
Oh, thank you for having me, ladies. It was a pleasure.
And keep going after your passion, too.
I will. It's you know, I mean, I tell you, my greatest job, though, I have to tell you, is being a mom. I think that's the best ever.
We agree. Well, thank you, Dia.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a sweetheart she is.
Oh, she's so fun, and I just love her products. It was so nice that she shared them. And how wonderful. Remember, everyone, take advantage of that wonderful offer at the checkout, $10 off. Remember to use promo code CHITCHAT. We're thanking our fabulous sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We're also thanking our producer, Corey King. You can enjoy The Corey King Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Artists First.
I'd like to thank our guests, Brenda Homack from the Relais and Chateau Properties, Nancy Anderson, and Gia Marie. I'm reminding everyone to listen to our archives, go to our website, scroll down to the show you want to listen to, and click on the date, and you can enjoy some of our past shows. Well, good night, Nancy, and I want to leave everybody with a thought-provoking quote tonight.
Good.
Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. Good night, everyone. See you
next week. Good night, everyone. Thank you.